John Tandeke King has captivated South African audiences for nearly a decade with roles in Nkaba, Uzalo, and Lockdown. And she had Mzansi deep in their fields this week when her final scenes as Mahan Ngobo on Uzalo aired. So, you know, we just had to have her in the Chisa Pod hot seats and speak about that exit, her new TV role, and how she ended up in a knee brace. I'm Kyle, and welcome to the Chisa Pod.
Yes, Mzansi Salaville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonki into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Dawn, man, it's so good to speak to you. Thank you so much for making some time for me.
Thank you for finding me again.
You know what? I watched Uzalo this week, my mobile's yes. Farewell, and it was hard not to be in tears, man. That was an end of an era, like you said on social media, hey?
Yeah, no, it was end of the road, end of a chapter, and it was very emotional because I had just buried my dad on Thursday last week, and so that was another chapter. Mm. And so the end of the chapter, it's just chapters closing. Mm. And so it's kind of the beginning of a new era. Mm. Indeed, a new beginning of a new era in many different ways.
Yeah. First of all, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. Like,
thank you.
The loss of anyone, especially a parent, is so heartbreaking, and it's really, really difficult. Maybe then before I go to the other questions, because I do want to go back to Mahan Ngobo, but I think that this might be a good question for this particular time. Can you tell us a little bit about how acting has kind of helped you then during these times when it might be a little bit more difficult, you know, losing a loved one, maybe going through some kind of personal issues?
So I took a week off because I'm based in Durban now. Mm. So I had to travel to Durban to be with my mom and my siblings so that we could arrange for the funeral. And suddenly we are grown-ups. We have to arrange a funeral. Mm. And that was a tough one for us because suddenly you don't have anyone to ask. There's no aunt, there's no uncle.
Yeah.
You are responsible because mom literally needs our help. And mom is, you know, parents take it hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when I came back to set, I found that just going into my character helped because I escaped the real world. Mm. It's not that I'm not dealing with the trauma or the emotions or the grief, but it helps to escape, you know. It's some form of, and I won't say therapy, it's an escape when you are someone else, you don't think about, you know, what's happened, but it really does help to escape.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I mean, what an escape. What, you absolutely exuded confidence as Mahan Ngobo. And I saw all on social media people saying that you deserve not only a SAFTA, but give that lady an Oscar. You know, what going through your mind in that final scene? Because you can just see the emotion in your face.
It was real emotion.
Yes, and, the tears.
Even the direct, everyone knew that we were all, I was vulnerable, and they were shooting something where there were real emotions. It was not a portrayal of emotions. It was real emotions because it was a real goodbye. And so, you know, I gave my all in that scene because I knew that I was not only speaking to an audience, but I was speaking to people that truly loved the character.
Mm.
And I was saying goodbye to people that truly loved the character. And I knew that people were going to be very emotional. And, you know, people come to me and say, my mom was in tears. I didn't know what to do. But why are you leaving? Please come back. Please reconsider. You know,
come back from Mozambique, please, Maputo.
It was quite a tough one. Of all the scenes I've ever shot that are emotional, I think my last, my exit story, especially the last scenes, the last episodes that I shot were very difficult.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to fall in love with a bad guy. It's hard to fall in love with a gangster, but there we were, you know.
Yeah, no, everybody was there falling in love.
Yeah. And on set, I mean, you've touched on it a little bit, but your final shooting scenes, what was it like when you hear the rap and suddenly you have to see your co-stars and know that tomorrow it's going to be completely different?
Well, I think what happened was a beautiful way of shortening it, because we shot on a Saturday. It was a Saturday and it was a skeleton crew. So there weren't a lot of people, just the people that I was shooting with, which is the people that were on the last episode on the scene. And so the crew kind of did like a surprise thing at, because we were at Gwamashu when we shot, and our base was at Gwamashu. So we went to Artisan, which is a, like a lifestyle place in Gwamashu. And they had like a surprise little drinks and things. So that was for me. I think I posted that on Instagram as well.
Yes, yeah.
For me, that was very, it was very heartwarming and emotional at the same time. But I was glad that I was not going to go back to set and say goodbye to everyone individually. That was okay for me, because goodbyes are never nice.
Yeah, that's true. And what, talking about that, what are you going to miss most about the show?
Everything. I think the fact that I had grown with the show from the beginning, and just the different storylines that they kept on giving Mangcobo. I think I'll miss her dynamics, her, you know, her gangster ways, her power ways, and her being able to influence so many women and inspire so many women into thinking that as a woman you can be strong, and sometimes we are even stronger than men. And her determination. I think I'll miss that about the story, you know, just the lightheartedness of set, and the fact that there was no line between crew and cast. You know, we were all one big family, and Power was friends with cast, with crew, and you know, I'll miss that. I'll miss how I would walk into set and just crack a joke and everyone would laugh. And I will miss that. I'll miss that lightheartedness of everything, and the fact that everyone poured their hearts into work.
Yeah, that's true.
But that.
Now you're on a new role. You're in, how you say, Deep City. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Deep City.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that role. How's it different?
Completely, absolutely different. Worlds apart. Mangcobo lived a lavish lifestyle in a township in KZN, but she was one of the people that people looked up to, because she had everything from glamorous clothes to glamorous hair to glamorous nails. Now this one, she lives in Deep Float in a shack. She makes ends meet. Poverty is just the order of the day, and it's just one problem after another. After, just when she thinks she's overcoming this problem, there's another one. And they are just completely worlds apart. And as Mangcobo had a beautiful relationship with her daughter, this one has an ugly relationship with her firstborn daughter. So they're completely worlds apart. And I enjoy that. I enjoy the fact that I have to dig deep and find something new, something completely different to give to the audience.
Yeah. And how do you prepare for something like that? I mean, you're a thespian, you've been doing it for years, so perhaps it's a little bit easier.
It's automatic. As long as you've read the script and you know what is required of you, the bio of your character. I mean, I always say characters find me. It's almost a spiritual thing. They find me, and I'm just a vessel. And a character manifests itself, and then it finds this vessel, and it just lives in this body. And it, honestly, it doesn't become a difficult thing to become someone else, because as an actor, one thing you need to know is you're not acting, you are becoming. So if you become a character, you obviously different characters have different characteristics. So you just need to remember that. So I've enjoyed welcoming Mashenge into my life, and they call her Tandiwe, Tandiki, Mashenge. So I've enjoyed her. I've enjoyed the humbleness and how life humbles people, and how there's a group of people that I represent that don't know anything lavish in life, and they just know that if I have something to eat before I sleep, that is enough for me. If I have shelter, it doesn't matter what that shelter is like. Mm-hmm. It is enough for me. And the struggles of the people that live in informal settlements, that's what people are now watching. That's what we are representing. That's the group of people we are representing. And I always say we have to represent them in an honest manner, and we must not make a mockery of their lives. Mm-hmm. We must instead research the differences because there's different types of people in Deep Sloot. There's different types of people. There are those that live through crime and make money and have nots in Deep Sloot. Mm. In as much as Deep Sloot is the way it is, the haves and the have nots. Mm. You know.
And do you think that this has taught you a lesson in any way? Maybe reminded you of any kind of life lessons?
It actually has. It says, you know, life is not predictable. You will never know in life where you will end up, because the people that live in Deep Sloot did not set out when they were born. They did not say, I will live in Deep Sloot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Others came to Johannesburg and they said, I want to come and make a living or a difference in my life.
Yeah.
And they didn't have anywhere else to live, and they found themselves living in Deep Sloot. And so, you know, some have homes back where they come from. They have proper homes, but because it's closer to where they live, they then live in Deep Sloot. So it teaches me that in life, you have to respect people for who they are, not for what they have or where they live or, you know, where they come from. It's almost like a human thing, like we call it Ubuntu in Zulu. You have to have a sense of Ubuntu with everyone. It doesn't matter where they come from or it doesn't matter what, you know, like I said, what they have.
That's true. Well, Dawn, I think that's enough of us taking you away from your art and your craft and from all of the other things that you need to do. One final question. You said that you hurt your knee. Is that on shooting a scene for this particular series?
It was a beautiful scene. It's just when the adrenaline is high.
Yes.
It was a beautiful scene and people will enjoy it. And it was just the one of those accidents.
I'm excited to see it. Well, not that you're falling. That's not cool to see, but you know what I mean.
No, it honestly was just a twisting of the knee in the middle and in the height of something beautiful.
Well, we're excited to see it. And thank you so much for making some time for me today.
Thank you so much. Lovely chatting to you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.